This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I am Glenn McGeek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 5th, episode 1035, brought to you today by Back on Track Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Big Wednesday, the day you face your own biggest challenge, the day you risk it all, the day you either distinguish yourself or fade into the crowd.
Hang on, we're hitching a ride.
Daddy, I want another pony.
I put 40 hours in this weekend, man, it's only Wednesday. I've been cutting this damn heat all day long, there's got to be another way. So I pick up my guitar and I ride a song. Everybody hears and they sing along. Hey, hey.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. I know a few of you probably stayed up late last night watching election results.
That was just you.
Just me?
I
had a friend, yeah, too. I was texting in Massachusetts. He was watching also. So I'm a little sleepy this morning. And, you know, we don't ever talk politics on this show. And we had one of our listeners post this morning, thank you for providing us with hours free from all of the negative yammering of politics.
Well,
amen. That says it all. But we are going to talk politics for a tiny little bit here as we start the show, and it involves your state of Arizona. We have to talk about one politician in particular. Your new governor of Arizona by the name of Doug Ducey is unique in a way because he was the former CEO of Cold Stone Creamery, the ice cream place that we all love.
Oh, God, so good.
You know what that means? Free ice cream for everyone in Arizona.
Are you serious? We get free ice cream today?
No, not really, but I thought it sounded good.
Because if you would have promoted that, I might have got out and vote.
That would have motivated you, right? Free ice cream.
Free ice cream. I'll vote for you.
I did read that yesterday they were handing out free ice cream outside of all of his headquarters offices in the different cities. They were handing out free Goldstone ice cream. So,
I'd have gone down there. What the heck? I chose to ride my horse instead of do that yesterday. So, you know, I should have
tortured yourself when you could have been eating Goldstone Creamery ice cream. Oh, man, with all the add-ins.
God, they're making me hungry now. I'll tell you what, pregnant, I lived at that place. Holy cow, it's a green light. It's like, here, you're pregnant, eat whatever you want, come on into Cold Stone. I smelled Cold Stone Creamery from 6 miles away. Hold on. I'm getting a whiff of something.
Now, isn't Cold Stone kind of, you know how I relate Cold Stone? It's kind of like the Starbucks is the coffee, Cold Stone is the ice cream, because they have all of those different weird named combinations you can get, sort of like Starbucks, and it's all $12 for a little bowl.
Yeah, you know what, though? The difference between Starbucks and Cold Stone, and I may be on a limb here, and I may be the only one, but I'm sorry, Starbucks coffee is disgusting. So the fact that there's actually goodness in Cold Stone, that makes it not like Starbucks at all. God, who likes Starbucks coffee? It's so gross.
You know what I really like at Starbucks? I don't like coffee. I don't drink coffee anyway. Never have. Jennifer does. But what I really like at Starbucks is their hot chocolate. It's really good. I don't know what they do to it, but it's really good. It's probably the same pack you buy in the grocery store.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you what's in that. Don't read ingredients at Starbucks either. It'll ruin it for you. Well,
congratulations on your new ice cream governor.
I guess. Now I want ice cream, and it's 7:05 in the morning for me. What is wrong with you?
Jennifer, what's coming up?
On today's Back on Track crappiest Wednesday. It's all crap all the time. As Glenn and Jamie try to outlist each other whilst covering yet another bumper crop of unlikely horsey headlines. And at the bottom of the hump day hill, the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge sticks a figurative finger in the icing for a pre-weekend sweet treat. So stay tuned for the free, folks.
My lists are always better than hers. There's no question about that.
We'll see about that. Actually, you're probably going to win today. Well, hey, just to let everybody know, Dawn Dean shared this on her Facebook page, and I saw it, and it's from the Kentucky Horse Park. So they're going to do a public memorial service for Cigar. Is going to be held at the Kentucky Horse Park Friday, November 14th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The service is going to be held at the Hall of Champions. And what I didn't know was it's going to be near Cigar's gravesite, which is going to be apparently at the Hall of Champions. So right next to the paddock that he lived in for the last 15 years. So if anybody is around there and wants to join, Kentucky's First Lady Jane Beshear is going to pay tribute to the horse. And the public is invited to attend the memorial service. It's included with park admission. And if you arrive for the memorial service only after 1:30, you won't even be charged admission. So, again, that's November 14th, Friday at 2 p.m. at the Hall of Champions. Oh, I wish I could go just to put a flower on his grave. Somebody do it in my honor, please.
I actually had the opportunity to go over while we lived there to a couple of the services that were held there. And they were very well done. I was really impressed with how well done they were. They usually have somebody who, you know, knew them, or they have the grooms there and, you know, just everybody that was around the horse. And they do it like a regular funeral would be, like a funeral service would be. And it was very well done, the ones I've been to. So, yeah, if you are in the area, that would be interesting to go over and see that. They must be putting them near John Henry and some of those others, you know, where the statues are. That must be where they're doing it.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. We got to meet Cigar, and if I went to his funeral service, just in my reaction alone to seeing the flowers on Zenyatta's statue at Santa Anita in honor of her baby, I would cry from the time I parked my car till the time, I don't know, about a week later, if I saw Cigar's funeral. I don't know what I would do. I'm getting, like, you're talking about it. You're like, I'm getting choked up. I can't even take it. Oh, Daily Winnie, go, move on.
All right, time for the Daily Winnie.
Highly emotional.
I see that.
I can't talk about it.
You're not pregnant again, right? Just clarifying.
No.
That.
Oh, dear God. God, that'd be emotional. I might cry for 9 months.
Well, happy birthday to our listener and auditor, Lindsay Roush, who I know listens here. She's probably listening this morning. So happy birthday, Lindsay. All right, your turn.
Happy birthday. Well, the host of the Dressage Radio Show, or the Dressage Radio Show, posted a list, the most difficult sports in the world. Reese Poplar-Sanfield posted this, and I saw it, and I just wanted to go over the list of the top 10 most difficult sports in the world, according to Sportology.com.
Can I guess a couple? Can I guess them?
Sure. Yes, go
All
for
right,
it.
All right, let's see. Skydiving.
No.
Downhill skiing has to be on the list.
No. Oh, yes. Number three. Yes, number
okay,
three.
Okay, yeah. Downhill skiing, because that's just dangerous. Scuba diving.
No.
Wow. Horses must be on the list, or you wouldn't be talking about it. So they must be somewhere.
Obviously. There. Obviously. So I'll just go through the top 10. Number. I'm not really sold on the awesomeness of this list here. Cross country running is number 10.
Wait a minute, that's the most dangerous?
That's running. Most difficult sports in the world.
Oh, difficult. I thought it was dangerous. Okay. That makes sense.
Number All nine, right. Freestyle wrestling. Wrestling. Number eight, horseback riding.
That's
number
not
seven.
What I expected to hear.
Yeah. Number seven, this one is very difficult. Bull riding.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
apparently not as difficult as, or harder than bull riding is water polo. Number 5, figure skating. Number 4, motocross. Number 3, skiing. Number 2, apparently one of the most difficult sports in the world is not riding bulls or horses, it is swimming. Swimming is very difficult. And gymnastics comes in at number 1. Yeah, gymnastics comes in at number 1, and horses is number 8. And I just wanted to read to you guys how clearly this was written by somebody who's just mired in horse knowledge, okay? Just right in the thick of things in the horse world, okay? Here we go. Number 8, horseback riding, one of the most difficult sports in the world. Horseback riding, I'm quoting here, horseback riding, commonly known as horse riding, is the art of riding, driving, or steeplechasing with horses. It is a highly competitive sport that requires much skills and techniques. Horse riding, which is also, horse riding, which is actually horse racing, is widely popular worldwide. It has got its roots from ancient times. This is a tough game to play, and one needs to have good command over his galloping style. The sport is thus at number 8 on our list.
Was this written by one of our people from Really Bad Ads?
It's like a really bad ad. And do you know what the picture is? The picture is actually just somebody jumping a vertical, like a 2.5-foot vertical. That's it. One pole. It's horse riding, which is actually horse racing, is very popular. That's the problem, is people that don't ride know this and read this crap, and they're like, oh, so you race horses? Because how many times have you as a horse person heard that? Oh, you race horses? Seriously.
That's funny. That's a crappy list. I can give you that.
A crappy list. Do you want me to post number 8 on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page?
No, because people think we wrote it.
Good point. So I'll just post a link, and then you can go look at it. But, yeah, you're right. People that aren't listening to the show that liked our Facebook page, there's like one or two, think we write crap like this. So I'm not going to say you're right. Good point. Well said.
Well, now, you caused quite a commotion with your little video yesterday because you are being the dedicated person, the dedicated rider who is taking No Stirrups November seriously.
I am. And can I tell you, I'm sitting on a pillow right now.
In blisters?
Just everything hurts because on day one, I'm like, okay, I need to get stronger. So I started doing like the exercises you can do in the tack when you're just sitting still, like taking your legs and doing the bicycle or doing your knee lifts or taking your entire leg off the horse. My butt seized up in like 2 seconds of just trying to like lift my legs off the horse. So I'm already sore on the booty from that. And then yesterday, I should work in, like Leslie Wiley said, you want to start No Stirrup November, like 10 minutes a day. No, what did I do? I just pulled the stirrups off all my tack. I'm like, that's it. I'm going straight in my dressage saddle, my jump saddle. Nothing has any stirrups. And the problem is I'd never even done a sitting trot on Edward. So he's not loving this at all. Yesterday I decided oh, God, I'm trying to cross my legs. I can't. Oh. I decided to have one of my students video me jumping around a little bit. It took 3 takes to get this one where I didn't look like I was totally embarrassing myself. So 3 takes of this. Celeste, one of our listeners, said it best when you listen to the audio. Apparently, right after the little girl goes, good job, or something, you hear me go, oh. So embarrassing.
It looks like Joy Wagner Smith is right in there with you. She said, I went 3 times as far today over yesterday. Now, she didn't tell us whether that was like 1 minute to 3 minutes. She never qualified.
It doesn't matter because you know why, Joy? Because you're trying it and you're out there doing it. oh my gosh, I'm in so much pain. It's not even funny. And Chad is like, why are you doing this to yourself? I'm like, it's a challenge. I take challenges very seriously. And we also quit drinking. So I figure between no stirrups and no drinking, I'm going to lose, you know, not that I'm a big drinker, but a couple glasses of wine a night will get you some caloric input intake. So we quit drinking for a month.
So this is no wine November too?
Yes, it's no wine November, and it's also no stirrup November. So I figure I should be svelte and back to my 20-something body in no time. I'm hoping.
Well, the video did look good. I didn't realize there were three takes to get it to look this way. But you know, whatever it takes.
Take one.
Good for the
did
show.
My student who was filming it, she's like, do you want me to email you the first take and the second take? And I was like, hell no, delete those now. Delete them. I don't ever want to look at those. It's awful. So we will we'll pretend those never happened.
I have decided to join you. I am also doing No Stirrup November.
Oh, good job.
I took the stirrups off my cart. So I am right there with you, okay? I'm just...
Uh-huh.
Solidarity.
You know what's really bad? Can I give you like just a little brief insight into what my life is like with this little racehorse or big racehorse? He's so brave. You guys can see the cars going by. My arena's right by a road. Tractor trailers go by. He's really fun. I mean, he's turned out in the paddock and all that goes on next to him. So he's totally used to it. No big deal. Well, we have down the street, you know, when we sign up for irrigation, we have to go and take a check and drop it off in this little box. And so yesterday, I'm going to ride him with no stirrups down the street, which is about half a mile, ride him down the street. It's about 5 p.m., okay? So people are coming home. Down the street, I'm going to ride him with one of my little students on her pony. And I'm going to go sign up for irrigation. I have to get off of him and then remount on him. And I hadn't thought this really through because I had no stirrups on my saddle. So I get on him, and we're riding down the road. It's 5 p.m., Glenn. And, oh, my gosh, it was like every redneck was out with their quad. There were four-wheelers going by. There's like a little motocross track down the road, and motocross people are going by, and he was so good. Okay. He, you know, I just turn and face everything as it comes by, and he's like, okay, no big deal, no big deal. I have no stirrups. I'm holding on to a neck rope, thank God. So, but nothing fazed him. And I get all the way down. I get to the area where I'm supposed to get off my saddle and drop my little check in the box. And I get off of my saddle. I've got my reins looped around my arm, and I pull the envelope out of my pocket. Well, dear God, he sees the envelope and frickin' loses it. Four-wheelers, quads, trucks, cars, nothing. I pull a little crinkly envelope out of my pocket, and he runs away. Leaves, bye, gone. Runs the half mile home all by himself. I have to do the walk of shame down through my neighborhood streets. And
again,
get my horse.
Again, let's end it.
Again. And get my horse who's standing and still quivering because of a stupid freaking envelope I pulled out of my pocket. So thanks very much. My saddle was not injured. I don't want to be that girl. Wow, I didn't even think about that. I was that girl. Damn it. Yeah. So good times. I think anybody want to come over and desensitize my horse to paper, plastic, anything like that, please, we would welcome you. God, nice pony.
Well, you know what? I want to know where you can buy some Minions because I didn't realize that there was, you know how I love Minions. I have Minions. I have 5 feet of Minions plastered to my wall in the studio here.
I
look at Minions every day. They make me happy. So now I got to tell you that I didn't know they were making a Minion movie, and the trailer came out yesterday, and I was so excited. I can't wait for this movie to come out. It doesn't come out till next year, the summertime.
Oh, we have to wait that long?
Yes, it's next year, the summertime, but it looks so good. And Who would think you could go watch a movie, sort of like WALL-E, where you could go watch a movie that you don't understand anything that any of them say because they don't speak English. They sort of grunt. And it would be funny. But I don't know if this is the funniest parts of the movie they put in the trailer, but I can't wait for this movie to come out. And I really do want to own some Minions. So if you know where I can buy some, let me know.
Wouldn't that be fun? I'll tell you, you just go to Old Navy and you put a Minion hat on your wife. I found one yesterday at Old Navy, and I posted it as my Hit 'Em Happy picture, and I said, oh, Lucas needs this because he has watched Despicable Me 2 probably 400 times. And I wrote, oh, he needs this hat. And somebody wrote on there, Glenn needs it more.
Well, I think I do, actually. I think I need it more. Well, let's get to some news here. There wasn't a whole ton of news. Okay, you know, if I'm going to say to you, who would you think would be the top British event rider by rankings and points, you know, points they earn throughout the year, who do you think this year would be the top ranking British event rider? If you had to guess, what would you guess?
Well, I would always guess William Fox Pitt.
And you'd be wrong again.
Andrew Nicholson?
Nope.
What?
And it's a name you... Yeah, I know. Oliver Townend has won. It's his first time he's won since 2009. He wins the Tony Collings Award for the best British rider. He accumulated the most points at the shows throughout the year. And this is the second year in a row that William Fox Pitt was second.
Ah. Now, can I ask a question, and you can delete this from the future episodes. The people that are live are going to hear this, and if you want to delete it later, delete it. Isn't that the guy that was, like, creeping on Samantha from the Eventing Radio Show?
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't know. Oliver Townend was the one that fell off. I doubt it. I don't think so, because he's happily married. I know his wife. But he fell off at Rolex several years ago, out at the far end of Rolex several years ago. I remember that. But I don't know.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you what he said, but I'm pretty sure it's him, but it might not be. Just in case it's not, I won't say what he said to Samantha. Move on. I would never have guessed that, actually, that he was the one. Jennifer, do you know what I'm talking about? I'm pleading the fifth. Okay. I cannot say...
Hey, I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't. And then there was baseball in the news. In the horse news, there's baseball. You must be thrilled to be able to bring a baseball story.
Let me just tell you something right now. The fact that we are talking baseball and horses makes me so happy. And, of course, we're talking about Madison Bumgarner, who pulled off. Not only did he set records, he broke records for pitching in the World Series this year, which, by the way, my husband's team, the Giants, just won their third out of 5 years. World Series championships. Madison Bumgarner was a pitcher who, if it weren't for him, they wouldn't have won the series. They wouldn't have been in the series. He's that amazing. The guy is a monster. He is also from a small town in North Carolina called Hickory, and
my nephew lives there.
Really?
He is, and I saw him on the Tonight Show the other night, Bumgarner. And let me tell you, he is all Hickory.
He is country. He is a country boy. And he's huge. Like, Jimmy Fallon is really tall, but then Madison Bumgarner walked out. I'm like, oh, my God, he's, like, 7 feet tall. He's huge. He barely fit in the chair. Did you notice that?
I noticed that. Yeah, he was really tall. Yep.
He's a big dude. Anyway, so he is living in arguably one of the most liberal towns in the world. He is from probably the smallest town in the complete opposite part of the country. And he was apparently they were having the Giants parade. You know, when a team wins a World Series, the city has a parade for them. And it's, you know, when the Braves won the World Series, I went to the parade. It's just what you do. And Madison Bumgarner did not want to ride on the float or in one of the cars through the parade. He actually asked if he could ride one of the police horses in the parade. He was
did they
curious,
let him?
Too. No. He's like, apparently it says here, Bumgarner looked over the line of police horses and said, anything? How about you let me ride one of them horses in that parade? And apparently they did not. But what's amazing is they did compromise, and they actually thought about it for a while because he is a farm boy. He has a farm. He's ridden horses forever. He's a total horse guy. That they actually, and this never happens, and I was pretty shocked. After thinking about what would happen if he fell off, he's like, you know, the jewel of San Francisco right now. They made a compromise, and they had to call the police chief in to answer this question. They actually let him sit on the horse and take a picture. So that's all they let him do. But still, like, what police officer would let you get on their horse? None. So that just goes to show you, that dude is like has the key to the city right now, like riding police horses. So, Jennifer, if you can post the picture of Madison Baumgartner, or Mad Bum as they call him, on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page. World Series jacket and everything, no helmet, because I'm sure Madison Baumgartner does not wear a helmet when he rides. There probably isn't one that fits him, but there you go. It was pretty cool.
That's funny. And yeah, I can see it now. They would have let him ride. He would have fallen off, broke his arm, and been out, you know, for half the season next year. Yeah, that would have went over real well.
Oh, yeah. Somebody. Yeah. Especially the fact that there's, like, confetti cannons, and it was rainy. Yeah. I mean, it was everything in the world that could possibly spook a horse. I mean, these guys are pretty unflappable, but still, it does happen. So he said that I guess probably the cop whose horse he was on probably also framed the picture and put it on the stall because she got Madison Baumgartner on your horse. Pretty cool.
Hey, you know, we talk about in the United States all the liability issues that you have, and you have to post signs say horses are dangerous. You know, we talked about that whole Connecticut lawsuit thing and everything. Well, it's not just in the United States that we have this problem. Apparently also in China. A woman from the Kwazhou Fujian province had to be rushed to the hospital after she had been feeding a horse and it bit off and swallowed two of her fingers.
Oh my God!
The 38-year-old woman, identified as Zhang, I think they're all identified as Zhang, was feeding a horse during a guided tour of the Wuling farm when it clamped down on her left hand, resulting in the loss of her ring finger and half her pinky finger. Surveillance footage, I was impressed that there was surveillance footage at the farm, at the scene showed the woman attempting to feed the horse with some grass she had pulled up from the ground. She was rushed to the hospital, I love this line, but her fingers were not yet recovered at the time of the reporting, which means they were waiting for the horse to poop. Zhang said that the lack of signing and fencing was to blame. Employees said this is the first time a horse has bitten anyone at the farm and posted warning signs over the weekend. Do you see Chinese lawsuit in the works here?
Okay. This is ridiculous. On so many levels. The fact that they have, I don't think you can go anywhere in China that doesn't have cameras, right? I mean,
apparently.
They've
farm.
Got a fence line, I guess, because they get sued. But, I mean, she must have stuffed some grass up that horse's mouth to get her fingers bitten off. And even if they don't bite your fingers off. I've been bit by accident. They don't bite them off. That's so bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Although I felt like the pony almost bit mine off the other day. You know, here's the last line of this article. Horses sometimes bite humans, and for a variety of reasons. If a horse bites when being fed, it's probably trying to protect its food supply, according to the ASPCA.
What?
This behavior...
Today is the day of really stupid horse statements. Oh, my gosh.
This behavior can usually be managed through training.
Oh, my gosh. Now, Glenn, I want to ask again, wait, what happened? You got bit?
Oh, I was just feeding him a treat, and he got a little bit of my finger. But, you know, that's just normal stuff. But wait, he's struck.
I fell into that one.
My little pony.
I fell into that one.
Sorry. I'm sorry you got bit. That sucks. But keep your fingers out of his mouth.
So what's this Allegro thing you got?
I know, I found this story, and I didn't want you to read it because I just, it comes from the Chronicle, and it's a story about world and Olympic dressage champion Allegro, okay? they were heading home from a show in England on the 22nd after performing with his rider, Charlotte Dujardin, at Oslo Horse Show and the Global Dressage Forum in Denmark. So they're driving home.
It's a big deal, buddy.
And apparently, what?
That's a big deal, Global Dressage Forum.
Oh, yeah, really big deal. And
yep.
I guess they were heading over the French line as a country line, and there's increased border control procedures by the French government, and they've had thousands of refugees camped out in makeshift shelters trying to catch a ride on trucks and trying to sneak in that way. And truck drivers have been fined like $2,500 if they're found crossing the English border carrying an immigrant in their vehicle. So people are helping them sneak across the line. So Charlotte's groom is driving Velagro in one of the horse boxes, they call them, and it's basically a horse van. And they flagged down the van. And the Velagro's groom is a guy named Alan Davies. And he says, "We were told to pull over once we'd gone through the barrier. I thought they just wanted to check the gas was off, as they do on the trains. But security came over, looked under the lorry, and then said, 'There's someone under there.'" Apparently,
oh, wow.
While he was in line, somebody ran up to the truck, climbed under the truck, and was like holding on. What was that, that really
like
scary
in that movie?
With-
yes.
Yes. Where the that was a, he like was stalking the daughter and he like rode on the family vacation underneath the car. Yeah, that's what this guy was doing. So the French authorities detained the stowaway. Velagro is safe and sound at Carl Hester's place and everything is good. But oh my God, could you imagine the police stopping and going, "There's someone under there"? No, hell no, hell no, get out, shoot him. I don't know, do something.
Jesus, so we're not the only ones that have that problem, like with the Mexican border? Apparently other countries do, too.
Yeah,
not just
it's, you know, the grass is always greener, my friend.
Yeah.
You always want to go somewhere else.
I guess. You know, did I ever tell you the story? We'll go to our commercial then. But did I ever tell you the story that we had a border that was, when we had our big farm in Pennsylvania, we had a border that moved to North Carolina. The people we just went on a trip with, actually. And they were moving their horse from Pennsylvania to North Carolina, and they hired this local North Carolina, but supposed to be professional hauler. Well, it showed up in a tractor-trailer truck, and, you know, first of all, going through our little town, you're not supposed to have tractor-trailer trucks where we lived. Well, the little one-town cop happened to see this truck going through and followed it out to our farm and then proceeded to find every violation he could on this lady driving this truck. And let me tell you, it took him a couple hours because this lady had a ton of violations. I mean, she didn't have proper licensing. It just was everything. I asked him, I said, "Have you ever had one that was quite like this?" And he said, "No." He said, "There's something wrong with this picture." He said, "The trailer doesn't match the owners and just nothing fits." So he fined him like big bucks. And he let her go, though. I thought the lady was going to get arrested right there at our farm and this truck would be sitting there. And he let her go. Well, we found out a couple weeks later that, yeah, they took the horse down. Everything was fine that way. But found out a couple of weeks later, and the reason the lady was so nervous is this trucking company got busted for hauling drugs in the trucks.
What?
Yes, under the floorboards. They had the floorboards that would come up, and sometimes they use them for storage under there. But they had the mats over top, and apparently they had huge areas that they could haul drugs in, and they were running drugs up and down the East Coast in these horse truck vans.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
No wonder the lady was so nervous.
So there was a bunch of drugs at your house?
There very well could have been, yes.
That's it. All those false drug tests that the horses get at the races,
yes,
it's because of those
contact
vans.
That's right. It's
they're
a contact
exposed
buzz
to drugs in the van.
That is a great point. That's what's happening.
All right, let's take a break for Back on Track. We'll be right back. We have a couple more lists for you and a lot more fun. Hang on.
There's a company that we just love that offers products to improve lifestyle and mobility, and they have been the mainstay in European therapeutic therapies for many years. Plus, they are used and endorsed by many of the top dressage, eventing, and show jumping riders worldwide. We are talking about Back on Track, of course. If you're looking for a quality holiday gift for any horse lover that will truly benefit their horse, then look no further than any of Back on Track's products, including exercise boots, bell boots, saddle pads, sheets, and so much more. You can find all of their products at backontrackproducts.com. That's backontrackproducts.com. Or give them a call at 888-758-9836. That's 888-758-9836.
And thank you to Back on Track for their continued support of Horses in the Morning. We really appreciate that. Well, I have the 10 comments you don't want to hear from your trail partner. And you and Jennifer have both done a lot of trail riding over the years, and I'm sure, let's see how many of these you agree with. This is put out by horsechannel.com. So the first one is, wait until you see the yard decor in this neighborhood. There's a whole bunch of giant blow-up snowmen and Santas. It makes everything look so festive.
Oh, God.
And they always have motors. I think it's the motors sometimes that get them.
Yeah, those things, yeah.
They'll suck the fun right out of your ride, those.
Yep.
Those wacky waving arms guys, you know, that fall over too. That's just the thing.
Oh, yes, yes. You think a piece of paper was bad? Try and take Edward to the wacky waving arm guy.
No kidding.
All right, so these are comments you don't want to hear from your trail partner. Up ahead is where we cross over the freeway. Don't worry, we can use the pedestrian overpass. It's really cool because 8 lanes of traffic will be zipping underneath our horses.
Where is that trail ride? Because I don't want to go on it.
You know, we have a land bridge here in Florida, right here in Ocala, actually. It's at the Greenway. Greenway goes across the state, and there's a riding trail. You can ride from the Atlantic to the Gulf. And there's a land bridge there, and you see it when you're driving down Route 75, and it's completely covered in trees, and they have a bridge. It looks like a regular bridge, but they have planted trees and bushes and brush and everything, so when you're riding across it, you don't see the highway.
That's really cool, and I know they do cameras, right? Because I've seen video of, like, wild animals crossing it. That's what it was for, right?
Yes, that's right. That is correct. Yep. You'll see that occasionally, yep. As we approach, I don't get this one because I don't read Spanish. As we approach a sign that reads Casa de Diandes, so how does your horse feel about llamas? Have you ever come across a llama? I've come across cows. I've never come across llamas.
They're super scary. They're terrifying.
They?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder why. Does it look like a predator or something?
They're weird. They're smelly. Horses think anything that smells different is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have emus, Jennifer. Have you ever had a problem with the emus here in the neighborhood?
The emus required skittering to the opposite side of the road and riding across someone's front porch. Yeah.
Well,
that's
it is like
a
6-foot bird. I mean, they're huge. My horse or my pony that I drove for a long time always had a problem with cows. Anytime you'd see cows, you'd go to the other side of the road. Cars are coming, it didn't matter. That pony did not like cows. The next one, my horse likes to gallop, so this is where I usually let him break into a dead run. So if he starts going berserk, like rearing and stuff, that's why.
I actually would like to ride with that person because I get so tired of walking, and I'm like, I have my little spots that I like to gallop, and let's go. Giddy up.
So you are that person.
I am totally that person.
Shoot, my rein just broke. Can you hold on while I tie it together with my boot lace?
That's just sensible right there. That's
that's just good common sense. Didn't have any duct
tape.
That's
Jennifer.
Yeah,
Jennifer.
It's even great if it's nice and pretty, too. After wandering through tumbleweeds for 30 minutes, last year this was a meadow with knee-high grass and wildflowers. Or maybe I took us down the wrong trail. Yeah. Did you see the video of the tumbleweed storm in Texas?
No.
It was crazy. We watched it last week. It was this tumbleweed storm. It was heavy winds, but all these tumbleweeds were in it. They completely covered the road, and these people that were in their cars, the cars were completely covered in tumbleweeds. You couldn't see anything. It was bizarre.
Wow. Not
something we can relate to here in Florida.
Oh, see, we have tumbleweed. we had a huge storm, and we had a huge haboob, and all of a sudden we couldn't get out our driveway because there's all this tumbleweed. So we had to clean it up, and that stuff is prickly.
Yeah, that's what they said. It's really prickly. It can actually puncture your radiator when there was so many of them there. Yeah, they said if you're driving through a thick clump of them, it could puncture your radiator. I didn't realize they were that prickly. They always look soft. They look soft.
They're not. They make you bleed. What else you got?
Ignore all those posted warning signs. You only have to worry about cougars when there are deer around. Look over by those trees. Look at that pretty doe in her fawn over there.
Well, it's funny. I ignore signage, too. My signage doesn't say that, but I'll take the kids on a trail ride, and it's like, you know, posted, do not enter, no vehicles or animals allowed, blah, blah, blah. And I'm always like, let's just go. Let's go. It's a big field. And the kids are always like, we're not supposed to. I'm like, man up. Let's go. Get on. Kick them on.
That's how you almost got shot the other day by that farmer.
Oh, that guy was pretty mad. Yeah, he's pretty mad.
Here's the next one. Gosh, this hill is steeper than I remember. Let's just turn around and go back.
Well, no. Wimp.
I should have probably asked this earlier, but does your horse cross water? Because the only way back to the trailhead is across the river.
Yeah.
Have you ever been left behind, Jamie? Have you ever been left behind?
Because a horse doesn't want to be left behind. I've been the guy on the green horse who everybody else crosses the river, and my horse is standing there panicking and ends up just leaping into the middle of it, you know, but... I can't say I've been left behind.
Yeah, I got left behind.
Have
once.
You?
Oh yeah, we were out fox hunting. Everybody said, "Well, if you can't figure out how to get across, we're out of here." 45 other horses left at a gallop, and I was just standing there on the bank.
See, that's what I'm saying is I've never had a horse that would stand there. They're like, "Screw you, we're going."
He knew his way home. He didn't care. I'm not going.
All right, that's that list. I have one more list for you here today, and then we have something special we're going to do instead of a song. But this is, you know how we do the study show sometimes where I take a look at all the headlines? I do a search on Google for study show and give you the headlines, and then we try and figure out what the study was or whether it was a big, giant waste of money. Well, there were some good ones in this last month. I did last month, and these are all from last month, believe it or not. So study show headlines. Studies show that tectonic plates are not rigid. Well, I think we all knew that because that's how earthquakes happen. Tectonic plates rub against each other. Yeah, they did a study.
I thought we knew that they weren't rigid.
Yeah, apparently we had to do a study. The tortoise population rises after near extinction. There must have been a certain kind of tortoise because we see a lot of tortoises around here. They're not anywhere near extinct. So I don't know where that one came from.
Because the population's rising.
You're going to love this one. This is a dumb one. Rent rises faster than income. Anybody that rents can tell you that.
True.
We really didn't need to spend money on a study for that. New study shows exercise may build brain power. Which is why mine's diminishing, I think, because I'm not getting enough exercise.
I'm
going to
be the smartest person in the world come December 1st.
That's right. You won't be able to sit on your ass, but your brain will be smart. Studies show, you're going to love this one, studies show songbirds prefer singing in harmonic series similar to humans. Yes, that was the headline. Somebody was studying songbirds. I actually clicked on that one to see if I could see how much money was spent on that, but they didn't say.
Because they were embarrassed.
Remote working puts business data at risk. And they had a picture of a guy with his laptop in the car. Again, why do we need a study to know that you bring your laptop home, your data is going to be at risk? Studies show that overnight shifts may affect brain power. I worked 4 years on an overnight shift, and I can tell you it affects your brain. There's something wrong with overnight shifts. There's just something wrong with that. Yeah, I didn't need a study to tell you that one either. 4 nights of working the night shift at a restaurant, you'll know that it affects your brain. Studies show that there's clear new evidence for mind-body connection. I thought that was the neck.
So
I actually thought the neck was the thing that combined the mind and the body.
So somebody did a study saying that your mind is connected to your body?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, God.
And you know what? I would have said that if your mind's not connected to your body, that's probably a bad thing. You know, you would just logic would tell you that. Studies show that male hummingbirds apparently use beaks to stab each other in the throat.
What?
Apparently male hummingbirds, where they get pissed at each other, just stab each other in the throat.
I have never seen that, and I have a hummingbird feeder that I'll sit and watch. I'm going to start paying attention now.
You need to pay attention to those hummingbird fights. Multitasking, this one's bad for me, by the way. Multitasking damages your brain and career, new studies show.
Oh,
so
God.
I'm doomed because I multitask with everything I do, so I'm doomed. Maybe that's why I don't really have a career.
As you're... Please don't fire me, because as I'm sitting here listening and talking to you, I'm also watching my child. So I'm multitasking during my career.
Here's one that's going to blow you away. You would have never guessed this. AAA studies show teen drivers need more training.
There's a teen
there
driver right there.
Right
bye,
there.
Lucy.
Future teen driver right there.
Teen drivers can't drive? What? Crazy. Hey, honestly, I'm going to survey both you guys. Maybe this can be our question of the day on our Facebook page. How? At what age were you when you got in your first accident that was your fault?
Oh, I think mine was 18.
Oh, 16. Like literally 16. 2 months after I got hurt.
I think girls get in accidents quicker than guys. I want to know if there's been a study on that, because I think teen girls get in more accidents than teen guys quicker. But I could be wrong.
Well, you know what? All you need to do is petition for about $100,000 and we can do a study.
Jennifer, how old were you? Have you ever had an accident, Jennifer?
Yeah. I think I was 16 and 2 days.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
It's just
I think
you're lying. To get an accident sooner.
No,
we have no fear.
She also grew up with a bunch of gearheads that were constantly getting in accidents. So that was the other thing. And here's one you're going to absolutely hate. You're going to revolt. You're going to want to jump up and down and scream because of what you just told me this morning when we first got on for our meeting. Studies cast doubt on the value of daylight savings time.
Wait, isn't daylight savings time the rest of the time, and this is like the regular time? I don't know. I don't know what it is, but let me just tell you how happy this time of year makes me. The 4 months a year where I get to sleep until 5:45 instead of 4:45. That's a huge difference. That's like middle of the night versus early morning.
You sounded much better this morning, by the way. I gotta say, it sounds pretty weird this morning.
I don't have to nap. I get so much done. I was cleaning my house yesterday. My whole world changes. How I did 2:30 in the morning for my entire 20s makes me it's shocking. Because I was 20.
I don't know how you did it either, because you probably only went to bed at 11:30. So I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, I took naps. I got really good at it.
You would have had to. You would have had to. Well, we have Equity's Celebrity Trivia Challenge coming up, and our celebrity today is a host of The Jumping Show. She was on yesterday, Emily Thompson. She wanted a chance to redeem herself, because if you remember, she sucked the last time she was on. All of her friends, she said that yesterday. And all of her friends on Facebook were making fun of her, so she wanted a chance to redeem herself. So she's coming back for round two. But first, you know, instead of doing a song today, there, Jamie and I agree on very little when it comes to comedy and TV. But there's one thing that we both agree on and absolutely both loved, and that was Car Talk. I mentioned that Tom I cannot say his last name. Tom from Car Talk died this week, and you know, we both love Car Talk. You said you just introduced Chad to Car Talk for the first time?
He listened to Car Talk when we were driving home from L.A. on Sunday for the first time. He'd never heard it before, and he's like, you listen to a Car Talk radio show? I'm like, it's not Car Talk. Like, this is awesome. They kind of sometimes talk about cars.
That's the thing. It was a show about people and life, you know? It really,
he loved it. He really liked it.
I don't know anybody that doesn't like Car Talk. You know, it's one of those that everybody likes. And in radio, you've been in radio a long time, we all aspire to be half as entertaining as those two were every week. I mean, they just were the epitome of entertaining. And, we looked up to them so much. Well, I have this little excerpt that Helene and I have they've been our role models since day one of the Horse Radio Network. And we did this bit about 3 years ago, where we played Tom reading a segment he did on ADD, on attention deficit disorder, because Helene and I both have it really bad. And we related to this so much, and I cut it out of that Stable Scoop show from years ago, and I want to play it for you today, just in memory of Tom, and plus it really was funny. So instead of a song, we're going to play a little Car Talk for you today. So sit back, take a listen, and we'll be back with the Equity MFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge. Oh, do you know the show Car Talk on NPR?
One of my favorite shows ever.
And, of course, you know, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, are up there in Boston near you.
Yep.
And out of Harvard Square. I can't say that. Okay, can you say that with the accent?
I'm from New York. Habit.
Well, they did a thing on the beginning of one of their episodes that I have to play for you. You have not heard this yet. It is so me and it is so you. It's unbelievable. So let's take a listen.
Okay.
Welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the new acronym division here at Car Talk Plaza.
Yes, and the acronym du jour is AAADD, which stands for Age Activated Attention Deficit Disorder. Now, you may have this, or you may know someone who has this.
Yes.
I certainly do.
Yes.
I guess this little write-up to describe it is sort of like a little diary entry. Here it is. I decide to wash the car. I start toward the garage and I notice the mail on the table. Okay, I'm going to wash the car, but first I have to go through the mail. I lay the car keys down on the desk. I discard the junk mail and I notice the trash can's full. All right, I'll just put the bills on my desk and take the trash out. But since I'm going to be near the mailbox anyway, I'll pay these bills first. Where's the checkbook? Oh, there's only one check left. My extra checks are there in the desk. Oh, there's the Coke I was drinking. I'm going to look for those checks. But first I have to put my Coke further away from the computer. Or maybe I'll just pop it in the fridge to keep it cold for a while. I head towards the kitchen, and my flowers catch my eye. I need some water. I set the Coke on the counter. Ooh, there are my glasses. I've been looking for them all morning. I better put them away first. I fill the container with water and head for the flower pots. Ah, someone left the TV remote in the kitchen. We will never think to look in the kitchen tonight when we want to watch TV. So I'm going to put it back in the family room where it belongs. I splash some water into the pots and onto the floor. I throw the remote onto a soft cushion on the sofa and I head back down the hall trying to figure out what it was I was going to do. At the end of the day, the car's not washed, the bills are unpaid, the Coke is sitting on the kitchen counter, the flowers are half watered, the checkbook still has only one check in it, and I can't seem to find my car keys. When I try to figure out how come nothing got done today, I'm baffled because I know I was busy all day.
Oh, boy, is that scary. That is so scary accurate. That's my day every day, every single day.
I know. It's mine, too. And I think part of it, too, is not only do we have ADD, but we work at home. So that makes it worse that, you know, there's just all these things you keep saying, I got to do that, I got to do that. And by the time you're done, it's 3 hours later and you haven't done a damn thing.
But, and that's just going from the office to the kitchen.
I know.
This is no joke, people.
This is no joke. And, you know, he could also throw in, oh, nobody fed the fish. I got to feed the fish. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the fish tank. The fish tank needs to be changed. Oh, my God. You go to get the fish food. It's in where the cat litter. Oh, I got to change the cat litter.
Oh, and I haven't brought the dog out. I'm bringing the dog out. I might as well get the mail. I just laughed so hard when I heard that the first time. And thanks to the Card Talk guys for letting us borrow that. Well, there it is. That was Tom doing the reading there. He will be sorely missed. And, you know, our best to the family and everybody up there in Harvard Square. Very funny.
Harvard.
And Harvard Square, yes. And, you know, I could just so relate to everything he said. That whole thing is my whole day, every day. And then at the end of the day, I go, what did I get done? And I've gotten nothing done. That old multitasking AD thing. Incredible. Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. We'll be playing the Celebrity Challenge here shortly. Was there any more news we needed to get to? You know, I saw that you posted something about Lane's End.
Yeah, I did. This is really cool, actually, just to see how much they charge or how worth the stud fees are. So they've got a bunch of stallions standing at Lane's End Farms, and Smart Strike is their leading sire right now, money-wise. Do you know how much they're charging to breed with Smart Strike?
I don't even remember Smart Strike.
Oh, it's Curlin. That's Curlin's daddy, okay? Curlin's
okay.
Daddy.
Okay.
Smart Strike is, like, amazing. I mean, he's leading everything with in sires, and one of the top sires in the world. $100,000. $100,000 to breed.
Whoa.
To Smart Strike. It's $100,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Think about that. Think of how much your house is worth. And then think of $100,000. That's probably most of everybody's houses, if you ask me. Whoa, that's awesome. Candy Ride is the second most expensive. Candy Ride is $60,000 and has gone up from $35,000. Candy Ooh. Ride, let me see here, hold on.
Some of the babies did well, huh?
Yes, Candy Rides babies, sired Shared Belief, and had seven graded winners this year. So pretty successful year. Candy Ride was up from $35,000 to $60,000. Now, we move down to City Zip, who is also up from $25,000 to $40,000. Lemon Drop Kid makes a move from $35,000 to $40,000. Curlin, who has had a pretty good year with Ride on Curlin. Remember that name?
Yep.
25 to 35,000. Quality Road is 35,000. Union Rags stays the same at 35,000. All the way down to Stephen Got Even is like the cheapie at $5,000 a year. Now, what was really cool when I was reading about stuff is there's a new incoming stallion that's going to stand for 25,000, and his name is Noble Mission. Noble Mission. Have you ever heard of Noble Mission?
No,
probably not. He is a son of Galileo, and he won some Group 1 races in England, Ireland, and France this season, and is the leading contender for Europe's Cartier Award for Champion Older Horse. Well, Noble Mission has a very famous full brother named Frankel. So, Frankel's full brother is going to be, that's so cool. I love the thoroughbreds. It's going to be at Lane's End for the 2015 season. So, pretty cool that's going to be happening, and I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens with him. I'm excited to see what happens with Mucho Macho Man. Have they decided what he's going to stand for?
No, you know, I haven't heard that. I haven't seen it written anywhere. We should ask.
Let's call them.
That
up.
Can't
let's
be cheap.
Let's call Dean and Patty.
You think that's going to be approaching the 100,000 figure?
Oh, no way. Not for the first year. They can't be. Let's see. Where is he retired to? What's the name of the farm?
It's
in Paris.
Is it Windstar? It wasn't Windstar. It was the one out there in Georgia, Paris.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it. It's in Paris.
I'll find
Kentucky.
It. Adina yeah. Springs. There we
Adina
go.
Springs.
Adina
Thank
Springs.
You. Yep. You're right. Yep. Well, that's interesting. So which one are you going to breed your future mare to?
I'm going to go with Curlin. Because yeah. I'm just such a huge fan of his.
It's only 35,000.
Yeah, my mare that I have to breed, you know, I can really stretch my budget to 35,000 for a breeding. It's crazy. Now, I do think they do the live stand and nurse is usually their guarantee. So it's not like it's 100 grand a pop, you know, it's like stand and nurse. So it gives you a little bit more peace of mind, I guess.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. But boy, horses are still horses, aren't they, as we learned recently. Well, let's do this. Let's play this now.
It's time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge, where each week a different unsuspecting world-renowned celebrity equestrian is pitted against a humble Horses in the Morning listener willing to risk it all for a prize package or a nod of approval from one of the greats from the equestrian universe. Now, let the battle of equestrian acuity begin.
Well, that's right. It is time for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge. And before we say hello to a returning celebrity here to redeem her totally embarrassing performance the last time, Jamie is going to tell us about why we should buy a manure fork for Christmas.
You should buy a manure fork for Christmas because that would be an actually awesome gift for women that have horses. You know what? If somebody gives me some way to, like, clean laundry better or somebody for Christmas, somebody being my husband, gives me a Swiffer wet jet, I'm going to be super pissed. But if you give me a way to clean my stalls more comfortably, I'm in. You're going to definitely get a back massage on that one, okay, because that is a great gift. So if you are interested in keeping your wife happy or you know what? If you want to encourage your husband to clean more stalls, get him a flexin' fork or a shakin' fork. Just do it. It's going to be great. It's the suspension system is so much more comfortable. It's so much easier. My husband actually cleans stalls at my house because he likes using the flexin' fork. It's such a different experience than some crappy wooden-handled heavy fork that just breaks all the time. This thing is built to last. I mean, we're wearing down the tines and haven't broken a tine. It's amazing. I ran over with my gator. There you go. That's all you need to know. Get one. Flexin fork. Give the website EquityMFG.com.
Hey, Jennifer, before we go on, can you please cancel Jamie's Swiffer jet thing for Christmas? Send that back.
Yeah, don't send me a Swiffer wet jet.
She doesn't want it. Emily Thompson, a jumper rider, host of the Jumping Show here on Horses in the Morning every month, and is back to redeem herself. Hi, Emily.
I'm ready. Good morning. I've been studying all night.
Hey, yeah. Jamie.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, pulled an all-nighter.
Well, the good news is that your studying paid off. We are only going to ask you questions about state capitals today. So, way to go.
I might not do so well on that one. The East Coast states, I'm pretty good at.
Now, you were telling us yesterday how embarrassed you were because people, your fans on your Facebook page when you played the last time were making fun of you.
Oh, my gosh, totally. And it was like I didn't see it as it was happening, but it was real time. They were trying to, like, answer the question for me as it was happening. Like, nope. I just let them all down, couldn't get it. And then after I saw, you know, I mean, it did continue. People were posting and posting. I cannot believe you didn't get that one. It was so easy. And I mean, like I admit, I even have an Apple computer. It was disgraceful.
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody what the question you got was again. Remind everybody.
Okay. What is a horse's favorite kind of computer?
Yeah. And you didn't get it.
No, and I feel like we had a long enough time, too. You know, there was, like, a really, really long pause. Oh, and meanwhile, you know, click, 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 click. My Facebook is blowing up with people trying to tell me the answer. But I didn't have any time.
No Googling, no online help. That's one of the rules around here.
Even if it's a really easy question. Yep. Well, so I'm here. I studied.
I have previewed the questions that Jennifer has for you, and it looks like she's trying to take mercy on you today. She's giving you a fair shot to at least get something right. So you're at least represent the jumper world, you know, as somewhat intelligent.
Okay,
right?
Perfect.
All right, good. You're representing here, Emily.
I know, really. I told you I studied. I pulled an all-nighter. I'm ready. I'm so ready.
She's really tired.
And if you missed Emily yesterday, you can listen to her show. Just go to horsesinthemorning.com. It's up there. We had a fun show, jam-packed. She had like 25 guests on the show yesterday. We were like, bum, 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 bum.
It was so many. I know.
Kept us popping.
It was good, though. It was a fun one.
Yeah, it was fun. We did have a fun show. Well, all right, Emily, let's meet your competition. She's a listener of ours for a very long time, and her name is Jody. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Jody. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And by the way, I wouldn't have gotten that apple thing right either.
That's awesome. Perfect. You were evenly matched. That's good. Perfect.
And I didn't Jody. Go all night or I slept.
Oh, well, you may have an advantage on me then.
Jody, tell everybody where you're from and a little bit about what you have horse-wise.
I live in Centerburg, Ohio, on a 70-acre farm where we have Christmas trees and miniature horses, and recently got a couple of freebies that are full-sized horses. So we're actually have riding horses again for the first time in years. We have a a Missouri Fox Trotter, a National Show Horse, and an Arab.
There's a combination. Yeah.
Let me ask again. You said that they were free?
Yep. And the Fox Trotter was age 22, but the others is 9 and 6. Very
there
healthy.
No such thing.
No
yeah, such
right.
thing
no
as
such
a free
thing
horse.
Is free.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, keeping them is obviously not free, but there's no purchase price, shall we say that.
How cool is it, though, to have a Christmas tree farm and minis? I think they
can
kind of go together. How cute
I
is
love
that?
Yeah. Our customers love
awesome.
To come out, and we have a little tiny candy cane so the kids can feed them candy canes, so the horses love it.
They're all her minis have diabetes problems, but it's great. They're all diabetic.
It really gets you in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Between those and the Uncle Jimmy stuff, they're all getting a little too chunky.
Well, Jody sent me yesterday a picture of a brand new, you just had a baby mini foal, right?
Yeah, just October 13th. We think Mommy said no all summer long until a little late in the year when her colt was weaned. So we have a very late baby.
Very cute, though. Many babies are so cute.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's hard on your back when you have to hold them while the blacksmith works on Mommy.
Oh, yeah.
That's so tiny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is so cute. Well, we're glad you're here, and we're glad you're able to play. Before we go on, we're going to tell you that the prize today is a $25 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections at equestriancollections.com for the entire universe of equestrian shopping at your fingertips at equestriancollections.com. And I will mention that our gift buying episode is this Friday with Debbie from Equestrian Collections is joining us, and we're going to spend the day going over some excellent gift buying opportunities for all of you for the holidays. That's this Friday's show, and Jamie, Jennifer, and I were all contributed to it. And it should be a lot of fun. So thank you to Equestrian Collections for that donation. Emily, tell us who your charity is.
Okay, my charity, this is a local charity here. It's New York Horse Rescue. It is a 501c3. It's out in Long Island. It's a privately owned 50-acre ranch, and they rehabilitate they have racehorses, all different kinds of horses. I don't think they really discriminate in the kind, but they rehabilitate them and place them. And they also have an online ad service so they can help place horses that they don't have room for that are, you know, not in their care, but people are trying to get on the waiting list. Their website is nyhr.org.
nyhr.org. Thank you. All right, Jamie, lead the way.
All right, well, this is how this works, ladies. Now, I'm sure Emily knows because she has apparently failed miserably at this before, but how it works is I'm going to ask Jody a question, then I'll move down to Emily. There is no Googling, no help. People that are listening online, do not help Emily. She does not need your help. Well, she needs your help, but let's just see what happens.
But she can't have it.
She can't
right.
have
watch
it.
Her struggle.
Yes. So we're going to invoke the five-second rule. Just kidding. So I'm going to go back and forth. If we need the tiebreaker, we will get to it, and I'll explain it when we get there. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay, Jody, 50-50 shot here. True or false? True or false? Chariot racing was never an Olympic sport.
I'm going to guess false.
Oh, wait a minute. I was wrong. You were right.
No,
or it is
like,
false.
What?
I am so confused.
Chariot racing, actually, the ancient Olympics that began in 680 BC had chariot racing. I would love to see what that would be like now. Chariot racing.
So you were right. Correct. Jody was correct.
Isn't? Yeah.
You get. Yes. Yes.
Cool. I thought when they started with the Olympics, weren't they naked?
Yeah, they were naked. You're right. Naked chariot racing. God, that's hot. Ooh. Okay.
Ah! Chariot racing, don't you?
With
your
Emily,
pony. I mean, that's sort of a chariot.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Nobody wants to see that.
You're closer to chariot racing than we are, those of us that jump.
That is true. Do you think they had the little spikes on the wheels and everything, and they were, like, ramming each other?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's for the country. They were naked. Thanks, Jody, for bringing
that
up. Why
would they hold back on anything else, yeah.
I know, right?
Kind of Jody for the good stuff.
Yeah, I don't know the weird things.
How do they run? Never mind. I don't need to keep going. It's all dudes. They're all naked. Let's move on. Thanks, Jody. All right, Emily, we move to you with a true or false. Glenn hit the correct buzzer.
All right.
Okay? Got to actually listen.
You got to keep us on our toes.
I'm ready now.
All right, Emily, true or false? Scientists have just recently confirmed that every zebra in a given herd has the exact same stripe pattern.
False.
You're right. That is false. Yes.
Very good. That is false.
I don't keep up with the news as good as I could, but I'm pretty sure that's how they identify each other, isn't it? I mean, that would be a disaster.
That's how babies identify their moms, exactly. Are you my mom?
Everybody looks the same all of a sudden.
Which one's my wife? I can't remember.
Yes.
Can't tell.
Total confusion.
Honey, I didn't mean to do that. I thought it was you. Uh-huh.
Sure. Okay, cool. Perfect. Woo!
Emily got one.
Emily got one. That was a total softball, though, Jennifer. Oh, my gosh. Come on. I hope she steps it up a little bit.
Yeah, no. Complaint to Jennifer.
I know. Cody, are you into driving?
Yes.
Okay. That would explain this question. Because I don't know. I didn't even know what this was. And I'm sure Emily's not going to know what this is. But hopefully you do.
Yeah, every driver knows this.
Every driver knows this. To qualify.
Oh, no pressure, Jody. No pressure.
To qualify as a VSE, V as in Victor, SE horse, a horse must measure less than this height. Is it A, 39 inches, B, 71 centimeters, or C, 10 hands?
Can I have those again?
To qualify as a VSE horse. Now, I didn't know what that was, so it actually stands for very small equine.
That part
okay,
I got.
She knew that. She knew that. I didn't know what that was. You could have given me that multiple choice.
A horse must measure less than this height. Is it A, 39 inches, B, 71 centimeters, or C, 10 hands?
A, 39 inches.
That's correct. It is 39 inches.
Oh, my gosh!
Yep, that is correct.
Amazing. How did you know that?
She has many.
That's true. All right, now we move to Emily. Emily, you have the honor of having a multiple choice question as well. So just hang in there. Wait for all the choices.
Okay.
In what state has the National Horse Show never been held? Never been held, the National Horse Show. Is it A, Florida, B, New York, or C, Connecticut?
C, Connecticut.
That's right. You got that right.
Yeah,
good,
good
for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When was it held in Florida?
A couple of years ago, or maybe a little more than that. But when they left Madison Square Garden, they had it down there for a few years. But it needs to be back in a Coliseum back on the East Coast somewhere, is my opinion. But
yeah, I kind of went into a rant about that on yesterday's show.
I mean, it's so true, though. Like, really, when you watch the live stream and or any of the videos, you're like, okay, I mean, there's like probably 10 people in the stands.
Yeah. All right, you got that. 2-2. You are, like, hanging in there, Emily. You're not embarrassing yourself today.
Redemption.
Yeah. You're the Cliff Clavin of horses in the morning. This is impressive. All right. Jody, we move back to you for question number 3. You got to get this right, or we may possibly have to go to the tiebreaker. There's no multiple choice, no true or false. You just got to know it. Name the mythological Greek whose beer-drinking cousin inhabits the infield of...
Hold it. Start that over. You missed an important word. Start that over.
Name the mythological Greek creature. That's a Greek. Name the mythological Greek creature whose beer-drinking cousin inhabits the infield of Pimlico Racecourse.
Huh? Boy, that's.
Now
you
you're a listener. You know this
cousin
one.
Is.
Yeah.
Boy.
I wish I had the music.
I don't know.
All right. Time's up.
Yeah.
Question was worded strangely. The name of the mythological Greek creature is the centaur. The centaur, half horse, half man. Does that ring a bell? Does that ring a bell at all?
Yeah.
Jody, you're making me sad. Okay. Now we're going to move to Emily.
It was a long time ago. High school.
I know, girl. Don't I know? I wouldn't have got that either. Emily, we move to you. Okay,
I'm ready.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse each ride a particular colored horse representing conquest, famine, war, and plague. Name three out of the four colors of the four horses.
Oh, gosh. Black, white, red?
That's right.
Is that right?
It's right. I've never thought.
that was really a shot in the dark, but I just, okay. Those are all the colors I know that are solid.
To win the whole thing, give me the first color.
I can't believe you got that.
That is so funny. Me neither. Awesome. Redemption.
Emily, do you know the fourth color, just out of fun?
Oh, not at all, no.
Jody?
You know, some people will say that white isn't a color.
Oh, it's true. It's true. Like gray.
It's the Bible.
Yeah, it's the Bible. They took a lot of liberties in colors and things like that. Anyway, the answer to all four colors are white, black, red, and pale. The pale horse.
Wow, so that's gray?
Nobody quite knows.
There's discrepancy for sure.
It's
yeah.
a little thickly. Yeah.
Well, it was translated like
they're allowed to have their own colors, right?
Oh my
gosh,
that's
funny. I mean,
gosh,
it's the apocalypse,
wow.
for God's sake. Maybe the pale
yeah,
horse
really.
Is see-through. I don't know.
I know. And there's much bigger things going on in the apocalypse. We're getting all hung up on the horse colors.
Horse colors.
Serious times.
Well, congratulations, Emily.
Yes.
Your charity is going to receive the $25 gift certificate from Equestrian Collections.
Yay, they're going to be psyched.
They can spend that. I'm sure they'll have something to spend that on, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're always needing something. And what? Give the name of the charity again.
It is the New York Horse Rescue, NYHR.org.
All right, very good. Well, congratulations to them. And Jody, yay. Hang in there, because I think Jamie wants to do the tiebreaker anyway, just for fun.
You know how I like to do the tiebreaker. I mean, seriously, we got to do it. It's usually Name That Movie, but this could be Name That Movie Franchise, whatever you want, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'll just start reading the clues. As soon as you know the answer, yell out your name. Your name is your buzzer, and then I'll call on you to answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Clue number one, just for fun, just to see if our listeners are going to know it, and Emily, see if people are typing away at you to make sure you know it. This fantasy adventure franchise premiered in 2001. Centaurs Ronan and Ferenczi assisted the main character in escaping the Forbidden Forest. Unicorns were targeted by the bad wizards to assist their leader. Skeletal winged horses that are only visible to certain people pull the carriages carrying the students to Hogwarts
Emily.
School. Emily.
Harry Potter?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I thought I had it, but I was like, I better not say it yet. But, I mean, the students thing. Okay, that was it.
Yeah, the Ronin is always cool. I remember that one.
Yeah, they were in the one movie.
Lord of the Rings.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
I didn't remember that they were unicorns in Harry Potter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one show was all about the unicorns in the forest. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I am sitting here talking about Harry Potter like I know what I'm talking about. That's sad. That is really.
You're like the Harry Potter authority. It's great.
I'm sorry,
like,
everybody.
Don't you remember when Voldemort used
to all of the horse husbands listening right now. I apologize. I apologize that I know this.
Well, Emily, you just sealed up the fact that you won. You actually did redeem yourself. You went 4 for 4, so congratulations. Jody, I'm so sorry. She stayed up studying all night. I'm bummed that you didn't win because I know. Well, you just let it go because we're proud of you.
Jody. Work harder the next time, okay?
Yeah, and here I was playing for that certificate for a gift for my young daughter friend who is listening today. Sorry.
Sorry. We'll play again, okay? We'll have you play again.
Excited.
All right, thank you, Jody.
Nice to meet you, Jody.
Thanks, Jody.
Nice to meet you.
Big hugs. Love you. I mean it. Emily, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
You won. You stole a prize from a young girl who was going to get Christmas.
But
apparently is not going to get Christmas anymore, so thanks to you.
Like the Grinch. Gosh. I don't know if winning's all it's cracked up to be.
Hey, you've been in the jumpers a long time. You've said that before.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thank you so much, Emily. Jennifer, do you have the information you need for the prize? Are you good?
I will email you, Emily.
Okay. Awesome. All right, so she'll get back to you. All right, thanks, Emily.
Cool. All right, later, guys. Good talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
I can't believe she got the horseman thing. I would have known white and red, but I'm not too sure I would have known the others.
The only colors of horses that I know is I can name all the colors of the Horse of Many Colors in The Wizard of Oz. That's about it, though.
Oh, so that was fun. That was fun. Thank you to Jody, and thank you for Emily being such a good sport. She really is. And you know what? Her show is becoming very popular every month here in Horses in the Morning, and she deserves it. She's a good host.
I actually might go listen because she did a segment on gymnastics and, like, great gymnastics to set up for training your horse. So I might have to go listen to that.
Yes, she
I've got
did.
The
it
app.
Was, I didn't understand any of that part, but you probably would. I didn't understand any of that. We try not to jump our carriages, so it never ends well. Well, thank
you,
everybody.
What we start doing is that pony needs a chariot race. I want to see that.
I
don't
love
see
a chariot race. Wendy and I so bad want a chariot race sometime. I think that would be so much fun. I really do.
I think she'd beat you. She probably has a little bigger horse.
She probably does. One of these days we're going to chariot race somewhere. That's going to happen. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. My little pony.
I was trying so hard.
You worked so hard to get that pony in there, didn't you? At least I wasn't.
I don't want to be that girl.
At least I wasn't that girl.
I'm always that girl. I just need to own up to it. It's just going to happen. All right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you for listening. Spay, neuter, geld. Don't cherry race naked. Please. If you do.
Tomorrow, Road to the Horse with Tammy will be here. So Road to the Horse tomorrow.
Ooh, fun. I got to go get some ice cream.